death tax or estate tax, two words for the same policy. Yet one generates 70% public support for repeal, while the other barely reaches 50%. This isn't manipulation. It's understanding a fundamental truth about human communication that most of us miss entirely. The moment words leave your mouth, they no longer belong to you. They belong to your audience, who filters them through their own emotions, experiences, and biases. Jimmy Carter never said malaise in his famous speech, yet that's how history remembers it. Colin Powell's doctrine was decisive force, but everyone quotes it as overwhelming force. The gap between what we say and what people hear determines whether we succeed or fail in politics, business, relationships, and life. Picture the average American voter listening to John Kerry criticize belligerent and myopic unilateralism, or Al Gore condemning abhorrent medieval behavior. Now imagine that same voter hearing Ronald Reagan ask, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" The difference isn't just style, it's effectiveness. Most Americans didn't graduate college and won't look up words they don't understand. They'll just miss your meaning entirely. Simplicity builds trust. Memorable taglines use one or two syllable words. Good, or just do it. Even company names simplify. Federal Express became FedEx. International Business Machines became IBM. Brevity captures attention in our overloaded world. Never use a sentence when a phrase works, or four words when three suffice. When a dinner guest bet Calvin Coolidge she could make him say more than three words, he responded, "You lose." If one image communicates more than 1,000 words, use it. Credibility is non-negotiable. People must believe it to buy it. New Coke failed despite blind taste tests showing preference because new and improved language clashed with emotional loyalty. BMW's ultimate driving machine succeeded because the car delivered on that bold claim. Tell people who you are, be that person, then remind people who you are. Consistency builds recognition through relentless repetition. Memorable taglines endure for decades. The Breakfast of Champions, 1935. When you care enough to send the very best, 1934. Companies often abandon messages before audiences notice them. What feels repetitive to you sounds fresh to your audience. They're not paying as much attention as you think. Ronald Reagan mastered delivering the same message repeatedly as if it were the first time. Novelty captures attention differently. Attorney Robert Shapiro invented accidental manslaughter, a phrase that doesn't exist in law, when defending Christian Brando. By repeating it hundreds of times, he created a linguistic frame that stuck. Sound and texture create memorability beyond meaning. Phrases with similar sounds stick, snap, crackle, and pop, or NBC's three-note chime. Rhythm matters. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is, remains memorable decades later. Breaking grammar rules sometimes creates more impact. Max, think different, and McDonald's, I'm loving it, connect more effectively than grammatically correct alternatives. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream didn't outline policy. It spoke to Americans' deepest aspirations for acceptance. Great advertising sells better versions of yourself, smarter, sexier, sunnier. L'Oreal's Because You're Worth It empowers rather than shames. The most powerful language reminds people of their better selves while challenging them to rise. Visual language paints memorable pictures. M&M's, melts in your mouth, not in your hand, lets you see and feel the experience. Allstate's, You're in Good Hands, reinforces this with cupped hands in its logo. Infiniti's disastrous launch showed Zen nature images, but never the car, while Lexus succeeded by showing their vehicle. Imagine triggers each person's unique vision of their dreams. Questions engage audiences directly, transforming passive listeners into active participants. Got milk? Can you hear me now? And Reagan's Are You Better Off Than You Were 4 years ago? Demonstrate this power. Questions create what Tony Schwartz called responsive chord theory. They require responses, making communication interactive. Context determines meaning beyond words. When Leslie Stahl's critical 1984 Reagan report was praised by the White House, she learned viewers remembered only positive visuals. As Michael Deaver explained, when the pictures are powerful and emotional, they override, if not completely drown out, the sound. Language evolves constantly, with words shifting meanings dramatically over time. Geek originally meant circus performers who bit off chicken heads. Tawdry derives from St. Audrey, who wore eye-catching lace. Words for disabilities evolved from crippled to handicapped to disabled to special. Corporate language transformed problems into challenges, revealing our optimistic American approach. Political language evolves too. Liberal was a badge of honor when Kennedy embraced it in 1960, but by the 1980s became toxic. Polling showed a generic Republican beat a generic liberal by 15 points, while a generic progressive beat a Republican by 2 points. Industry transformations often hinge on subtle word changes. Gambling became gaming. Same product, different perception. Gambling evoked organized crime and addiction. Gaming suggested family-friendly entertainment. Similarly, spirits revived hard liquor's image by evoking sophisticated toasts rather than liquor's associations with alcoholism. Credit unions found their advantage in language despite being outspent by banks. While bank evokes imposing marble lobbies and hidden fees, credit union creates perceptions of caring institutions. Membership feels inclusive compared to being a customer, like the TV show Cheers compared to an actual neighborhood bar. Rebranding the estate tax as the death tax increased public support for elimination from 50% to over 70%. Estate conjures wealthy elites, while death tax highlighted small business owners and family farms forced to liquidate. The advocacy centered on four principles: wrong tax, just 1% of revenues; wrong time, burdening grieving families; wrong people, punishing success; and wrong beneficiaries, lawyers and IRS agents. The language evolved to, you shouldn't have to visit the undertaker and the taxman on the same day. Environmental language shifted from drilling for oil to exploring for energy, boosting support by 10%. Drilling evoked gushing black goo. Exploring suggested innovation. In 1993, Rudy Giuliani was advised to discuss public safety rather than crime. Though Republicans had emphasized their anti-crime agenda for decades, New Yorkers prioritized personal and public safety. The distinction matters. Fighting crime feels procedural, and getting tough on criminals sounds punitive, while safety is personal and aspirational, the ultimate desired outcome. Certain words resonate with Americans' core beliefs. Imagine evokes personalized dreams. Hassle-free commands 10 to 20% premiums, explaining CarMax's no-haggling success. Accountability is what Americans most desire, yet find most lacking in leaders. Results speaks to our practical nature. Innovation suggests products becoming smaller, faster, cheaper, or bigger, stronger, more resilient. The rewords harness the past for improvement. Renew reasserts commitments. Revitalize injects life. Rejuvenate updates with youthful energy. Restore returns original luster. Unlike nostalgia, these words imply action. Efficiency means getting more for less, forward-looking innovation rather than backward-looking sacrifice. Peace of mind emerges as a kinder alternative to security, less politicized, more embracing. The greatest communicators, Lincoln, Reagan, King, Oprah, understand words matter for the emotions they evoke, not dictionary definitions. In our information-saturated world, cutting through noise requires speaking better, not louder. Master these principles: simplicity over complexity, brevity over verbosity, consistency with novelty, aspiration over information, questions over statements, and authenticity above all. Because it's not what you say, it's what people hear.